The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. In St. Louis, there's a radio station, KMOX, a large AM news and sports station. On Saturday mornings, there's a radio announcer, Brian Kelly, loves to, I think it's just before 8 o'clock, note what the day is to celebrate. And he goes on a website, I guess, to find out what it is, and it many times will highlight and note different things of each day. Well, with that in mind, there was a day here in April that was Grilled Cheese Day. It's a day in which you celebrate the sandwich, grilled cheese. It's really, if you stop and think about it, grilled cheese, it's a good sandwich, isn't it? It's a comfort food. I know for many people it is. I have it a lot, and a lot of people around the world enjoy it as a comfort meal. It started way back in about the 1920s when bread and sliced bread and cheese became very available. The cheese usually used in a grilled cheese sandwich is American cheese. It's a processed cheese that has a very low melting point, which makes it just perfect for a grilled cheese sandwich made in a fry pan on the stove. And, of course, things that go with it, hot tomato soup, potato chips, some people like pickles with it. Oh, there's some really good things to go with those cheese sandwiches. My daughter and wife, they like grilled cheese sandwiches. For them, it is kind of a comfort food. Yeah, it's just, what about for you? What would be your comfort food, I guess is my question. For me, it's changed over the years. When I was in college, it was pizza. Oh, we had pizza every Friday night, I think, and well into my 20s. And once my wife and I got married, then a comfort food became what we called camper stew and bannock bread. Camper stew is a can of, first you ground, you fry hamburger, brown it, and you add some baked beans to it, stir it all together, cook it for about 15 more minutes, and then you serve it with bannock bread. And I don't know what that recipe is. It's a real thick bread that just goes really well with that. Oh, and that was a comfort food because that's often what we made when we went camping. And so when we made it at home, it just was a comfort because it reminded us of those fun days when we were young and just married and could go camping. Today, what would be my comfort food? Well, probably lately I've spread tortilla chips on a plate and then put cheddar cheese on it and then put it in the microwave and melt it. And oh, that's good. And I must admit I like olives on the side with that. It's a comfort food for me because I don't do it that often. So when I do have it, it means I'm relaxing. And that's kind of what a comfort food is it's something to help you relax, to be comfortable. Well, I suppose that's why some people are overweight, because they eat comfort food because it makes them relax and comfortable, and they do it all the time because it tastes so good. And you eat it all the time. Well, sometimes, though, the problem is we're in rough times and we eat the comfort food because we need comfort all the time because of the stress that could be going on. The stress or absolute lack of stress that can drive you crazy, one extreme or the other can do it. And comfort food can be a great help. Well, what would it take for God to be our comfort go-to? Yeah, what would it take for God to be our comfort go-to? This past week, I read a letter. I get these things from C.S. Lewis, and it was a letter that he wrote to Mary, a regular writer of his. She had written that she was in desperate straits and down on her luck, doesn't have any money, and does he have any that he could help her with? And otherwise, she's only thing left is to turn to God. And, well, C.S. Lewis, in his nice way, said, well, I can't send money to you. And, And then he went on to say, isn't it a sad thing when all we have to turn to in desperation is God? Turn to God? Maybe that's why there's rough days, because God wants us to turn to him? So what would it take for God to be our comfort go-to? Well, going back to the grilled cheese sandwich, it's a comfort food because it tastes so good. And it satisfies those hunger pains. So it's pleasurable and it satisfies. Well, God can be our comfort go-to if we see him as pleasurable and satisfying. But that sometimes is the problem, because we don't think God will satisfy us, because we want what we think we want, and we're not satisfied with what we have. What would it take for God to be our comfort go-to? To be satisfied with things. Now, I'm not talking about injustice and evil. No, we should never be satisfied with those. But content with what we have, the Bible does speak about that. But certainly our situations in life, yeah, we should be satisfied. God can be our comfort if we see that he's the one who's provided it and that he does satisfy us. One last thought. I doubt King David in the Old Testament had grilled cheese sandwiches. I bet that's one thing in heaven. He's eating and going, oh, this is really great. Well, he wrote something that relates to all of this. Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you do satisfy us by giving us so many things, things that we even don't deserve, but you do so out of great love. Sometimes because of our sin, we're not satisfied because we want more, or we think we should have more, or we desire more or covet more. Lord, help us to be content with what we have and to see that you are our refuge and our strength. Help us to taste and see that you are good. Lord, help us this week that you would be our comfort go-to, just like a grilled cheese sandwich is for the tummy. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Well, do write me. I would love to hear what your comfort food is and how you're helping God to be your comfort go-to. That would be awesome as well. You can write me at dave.andrus, and that's spelled A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.